let me just talk to you a little bit about the Feast of Tabernacles. It was the time when it was after the feast. The feast actually took place after a harvest. There was a harvest. There's like two harvest times in the children of Israel's day. One was the wheat and the grain harvest earlier in the year. Then there was the fruit of the vine and produce later on. And the Feast of Tabernacles took place after the harvest of the grapes and the produce. And the Bible says that after the gathering of the harvest, celebrate the feast in a time of great joy. And the principle that I see out of that is that there's always work before joy. The Bible talks about weeping may endure for a night, but what comes in the morning? Joy comes in the morning. There's he who goes forth bearing precious seed and weeping will doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing what? Bringing his sheaves with him. So in other words, if you're going to have a harvest, what do you got to do on the front end of it? There's always labor over here before there's harvest over here. And so joy comes as a fruit of the harvest. Now, there's no farmer that would be full of joy if he had no fruit, would there? He says, well, what happened to my fruit this year? The Lord said, well, you didn't plant any seeds. You didn't fertilize. You didn't water or what have you. And the same thing is true in the kingdom of God. If we're going to experience joy, we ought to be laborers in God's kingdom. Amen? The Bible talks about a man who went to heaven after having been given talents by the Lord. And there's five talents and two talents and one talent. Remember that story? And one guy invested his five and five were produced. And another guy worked hard and invested his two. Two were produced. The other guy was afraid he might lose his investment, so he buried it. He said, I'm safe, man. I'm not going to take any risk with my stuff. I'm safe in the ground. Well, when the Lord came back and he began to ask these guys, give an account for your life, for your talents, for the things that I've given you. And the one guy said, hey, here's my five you gave me, and here's five more. And the Lord said to him, enter into the joy of the Lord. You see, there was a risk and an investment and an application of his life, and God blessed him. And the Lord said, enter into the joy of the Lord. The guy who took his and buried it, what did the Lord say to him? I'm going to take from you and give it to somebody else who was faithful with it. And so there's this idea of work that brings joy. And so Tabernacles is like that. I believe the Feast of Tabernacles is pointing to a day in the future where we'll actually be with the Lord face to face. In the Garden of Eden, we see Adam and Eve walking with the Lord, talking with him. And then they sinned, they were cast out of the garden. And all through history, we see these different events where God was wanting to dwell with man. Moses' tabernacle, make a tabernacle that I may dwell with you. Later on, Solomon built a temple, and the Lord's presence came and filled that temple because he wanted to be with his people. Later on, you know what happened? Jesus actually came, and it says in John chapter 1, verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You ever read that before? The word dwelt means tabernacled. It's like he pitched a tent among us is what it means. The Lord Jesus Christ came because he wanted to be with us. And then later on in his life, before he died and went to heaven, he says, I'm going to go and do what? I'm going to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you may be also. How many of you want to be with Jesus? You know, one day we're going to see, that wasn't very exciting, was it? I mean, I want to be with Jesus. We're going to see him face to face. This is not like this isn't just a religious theory here. He's real. He walked the earth and he said, I'm going to go prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. And so he's given us an assurance that there's a place waiting for us in heaven. And in heaven, we see the Lord Jesus on his throne. We see his face. It says his name is written on our foreheads. We're going to all walk around and we'll see Jesus everywhere we go. But I want to see him face to face. The Feast of Tabernacles was also a time where they would celebrate by cutting down branches off a tree, and they would build these booths. Matter of fact, the feast is sometimes called the Feast of Booths. And they would build these booths out in the in their area, and they would live in them for a week. And it was to symbolize or help them to remember that while they were in the wilderness, they lived in temporary shelters. And when I read that, what I think of is that we're sojourners. Anybody know what a sojourner is? You ever heard that word before? A sojourner? It's just a fancy word that means a stranger. We're really strangers in this world. We're passing through. This is not our home. We're here for a time. We are, in a sense, pitching a tent here. One day, this tent, which is our body, will be put off, and we'll be in an eternal home in heaven with Jesus. And so God's plan has always been to restore back to fellowship with Him the way it was with God back in the Garden of Eden. They walked with God. They talked with God. They ate from the trees that were there. The tree of life was there. And after they sinned, the Lord said, get them out of the garden because I don't want them to eat from this tree of life. And I believe that God didn't want them to eat in the tree of life and live forever in a fallen state. He wanted to redeem mankind. And you read in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, when we're with God, you know what else is there in heaven? The tree of life is there. And so the Lord has taken what we lost, restored it, and all through history, we see these times where He wants to be with us, to tabernacle with us, to actually dwell inside of us now, even as Christians. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. But one day, we'll see Him face to face, and we'll be in His presence. And so the message of tabernacles to me is one where we are laboring for God's kingdom now, for the joy that will be ours in that day. And we'll see Him face to face. When you die, you know what's going to happen when you die? You're going to stand before the Lord and you're going to give an account of your life. And you know the only thing that really matters is what you did in His kingdom. That's really all that's going to matter. You're not going to stand before the Lord on that day and say, wow, Lord, I had a great business. Or man, you should have seen that car I drove when I was in high school. See, that, none of that stuff's going to matter, is it? Anything of this life is not really, the only thing that really counts on that day is I gave you 5 talents. What did you do? What did you do with it? And I'll tell you what, I believe that I just want to be able to bring sheaves to the Lord. Don't you guys? To say, Lord, you know what? I want to bring some souls with me. I want to bring some people who don't know Jesus into your fellowship. I want to help them to come to heaven as well. But that takes labor. And so as we labor now in the things of the kingdom, there will be joy in the end. That's the essence of the Feast of Tabernacle, is looking forward to that day we'll see Him face to face. It's realizing that while we're here on the earth, we need Him. When they traveled through the wilderness, the Lord gave them water out of a rock. Did you ever read that before? Isn't that weird? The Lord gave them water out of a rock. And the Bible actually says in 1 Corinthians 10, that the rock was Jesus. Everything that they had came from the Lord. The water was there. He gave them light with a pillar. He gave them protection from the sun by day with the pillar of a cloud. He gave them manna every day on the ground, food to eat. And the Bible says their shoes didn't wear out. How many of here have ever had a pair of shoes that lasted 40 years? How many husbands wish their wives or their children had a pair of shoes that would last 40 years? That's what happened there. And the Lord, this was all of the Lord. And He was trying to show them that He is the one who sustains and maintains them. So that's the essence of it. I have the notes. They'll be online. And we didn't tape the message last night, or you could have heard it. But anyhow, I want to move on and talk about this building project with you this morning.